Hey everybody, welcome to Russ Walsh's popular radio program, Thursday. We've got a lovely program. Not tonight. That's a joke. Not really, I didn't really think ahead on this episode. I'd say Monday was kind of planned. Well, not really, Monday was just kind of a reaction and everything. Tuesday was kind of a gaffer, I kind of thought of that ahead of time. Wednesday was totally pre-prepared, and Friday's looking smooth, but, jeez Louise, man, where do I go with this? Who's gonna listen anyway? That Harry Potter thing's happening. Oh, Harry Potter, what the fuck, man. You're probably wondering why I'm not going like everybody else in the country. Well, me and Harry had kind of a falling out, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like, nothing serious, but enough for him to make some angry Facebook posts that, like, you know, we all know what it means, but it's not right at me, and maybe, like, somebody... Okay, we were done with D&D night, Neville, Creature, a fucking centaur that Harry keeps inviting over, but he stomps over everything and talks in, like, the most biggest bullshit, but I'm fine with that. He's all right, fella. He just needs to get his fucking act straight and get his shirt on. Goddamn. Centaurs are the worst. Oh, whatever. Anyway, so we get done with D&D night, and he invites me to, like, hit up the goblin bong. I mean, I need to drive home, but, like, I could have a beer or two or something. And when you know it, once again, it's another Tuesday, and he still hasn't checked his fucking awful ass homemade microbrew that Mouth Oil gave him for his birthday. Look, Mouth Oil seems like a decent fella. He's got a good head on his shoulders, but he needs to learn how to fucking give a present. Just because it costs $50 doesn't make it good. So here I am, drinking this gnome, like, piss out of a cup that I swear was an old Yahtzee shaker. And Harry's bitching at me about how Hermione keeps bugging her for old DVD of Inception back. And I'm like, she lives like 3 miles away. I could drive back for you. And he just will not give me any of it. All he wants to do is complain about his neighbors and his girlfriend. His girlfriend, like, Ginny's a nice lady. She's a really sweet lady. And here I am having to listen to Harry fucking curse up a storm about her. I am an adult. I had a podcast to get home and tell some, like, stupid jokes about Gradius or something. I don't need this. And he's just laying into Professor Snape for the biggest douche act he did when he, like, totally, like, made some bizarro flirtation joke in front of Cho about Harry. And I'm like, I need to head out. And he could tell the anger in my voice. He's like, what's wrong, dude? I'm like, nothing. Sometimes you just want to be left alone. And he's like, do you want me to, like, get some bottles of the microbrew? And I tell him to, like, stuff the microbrew up his ass. I can't handle it anymore. That stuff tastes awful. I swear, there's a Bertie Bott's flavor of it. Get it? Because the S, like, the jelly bean. Who actually eats those? Like, Dumbledore liked them or something? I don't know. He was the only customer. Who eats any wizard candy? It's all fucking gross. And none of it's any good. And it's always jumping out of your hands. Like, there's a 50% chance. Like, Harry assures me, oh, chocolate frogs, the chocolate's quality. Not when it jumps out the window every 10 minutes. I don't partake yet in that wizard stuff. Speaking of not partaking, he fucking calls me a mudblood. Or whatever it is. Muggle? Whatever. Right in front of my face. Isn't that goblin bong supposed to make you, like cool or something, Harry? Don't worry, it's not serious, okay, everybody? Like, don't post it on Facebook, okay? Me and Cherry will chill again, D&D night will come around again. Neville gets back from his stupid-ass dentist appointment where he has to get that fairy out of his molar. Fucking A. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. I'll go to Harry Potter, okay, tonight. 12. Fuck. If you're listening, Harry, I'm sorry. This has been Russ Walsh's popular radio program. Talk to you next week.